Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. It's Black Friday, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. And while we're likely to be bombarded with offers, discounts, and deals over the next few weeks, that doesn't necessarily mean a workout for your wallet if you shop with a plan.
The best deals are deals on things that you plan to buy. However, the way a lot of these deals are structured during Black Friday, they're designed to make you buy things that maybe you wouldn't have bought if that deal was not in front of you.
Coming up, Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Imani Moiz will be here with tips for making a list and checking it twice and knowing the real price of your holiday spending. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Plus, save time by completing security questionnaires with Vanta AI. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ. That's VANTA.com/WSJ.
It's Black Friday, and while that normally means a day to shop till you drop, high inflation and rising interest rates might have a lot of Americans rethinking their shopping plans. So how can you shop for everyone on your list, but not overspend? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Imani Moiz has been talking with some financial experts about that, and she's here with some tips. Hey, Imani, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Imani, this is the first holiday season since 2019 where a lot of people feel comfortable going to the mall in addition to doing some online shopping. But inflation is a lot higher this holiday season than it was last year.
Yes. And one of the things that that means is that the budgets that people are running in their minds might not be in line with what things currently cost today. So that could lead to either not buying as many gifts as you thought you were going to buy or overspending. It's really important this year to have a plan for your holiday shopping, just to plan for higher prices and look for the categories where you're going to find the best deals. So for example, categories like apparel or electronics haven't been as impacted by inflation, but you're probably going to spend more on travel or food related items.
And on top of that, interest rates are a lot higher and they're likely to keep climbing.
So that's why overspending or going over budget could be a little bit riskier this year, because interest rates are so high. If you do rely on credit to complete your holiday shopping, it could mean just larger and larger interest payments. In fact, a lot of retailers tout their branded credit cards this time of year, and you can get extra discounts if you sign up for the credit card. But the thing to know is that those retail cards tend to have a higher interest rate than even a regular bank credit card. So according to a recent LendingTree report, the average on retail credit cards averaged 26.7% compared to 22% on non-retail cards.
But you know, Imani, whether you're in the mall or shopping online, it's pretty easy just to whip out that plastic.
Definitely. And that's what people have been doing. So for the past few years, it's become a seasonal trend that you see higher credit card balances in the fourth quarter of the year, which includes November and December, the holiday period. And then a lot of people try to pay that down in the first quarter, but rising rates means that it's going to be costlier to carry that debt. The thing to know, especially if you're considering opening up a new credit card or a retail credit card, is that if you don't plan to pay it off right away, look for a card that comes with a promotional zero interest rate period and make sure you mark on a calendar when that promotional rate ends.
Now, we've seen a lot more of those so-called doorbuster sales promotions in advance of Black Friday this year. But does that mean that shoppers are going to have to get to the stores super early, even in the days following Black Friday, to get deals?
Definitely not this year. I think one of the things that the extended holiday shopping season has done this year is that you're seeing better deals earlier. I talked to a Columbia Business School professor who also has extensive experience in the retail industry, who said what most shoppers can expect is that discounts will become increasingly aggressive as you get closer and closer to the holiday. So shoppers could probably save a little bit more money if they're patient. And in recent years, the deals that are offered online are very similar to the ones that are offered in store. So there's no need to feel guilty about not getting up early enough to get in line. And a lot of those deals will also be available in the coming weeks.
Ah, so you can do your shopping in your slippers and your sweatpants.
Absolutely. No need to get dressed and no need to stand in the cold.
Okay, but for those of us who have gone to the stores, we see those flashy signs saying sale and deep discount, and they can trigger those impulsive buying temptations. How can people prepare themselves and sort of fend off that temptation?
That reminds me of something a financial planner that I spoke to for this story said, is that the best deals are deals on things that you plan to buy. However, the way a lot of these deals are structured during Black Friday, they're designed to make you buy things that maybe you wouldn't have bought if that deal was not in front of you. So one way to reduce that temptation is to just unsubscribe. You could actually use all of the marketing emails that you're going to get over the holiday shopping period as a reminder of all the retailers that have your email address, and use that as an opportunity to declutter your inbox. But when you do see those offers, just keep in mind that not every deal is a deal. That's why it's really important to go into this shopping season with a plan, with a budget, and with a very specific shopping list so that you don't get distracted by big round numbers like 40, 50, even 60% off.
But, you know, even with inflation and rising credit card interest rates, people might feel the pressure to spend and maybe overspend to cover everyone on their holiday gift list. So how do financial professionals suggest that people try to rein in that spending that could get out of control?
If your goal is to spend less, sometimes you need to hack your brains a little bit to trick yourself into spending less by making it harder to actually spend money. So once your budget is set, a financial planner that I spoke to recommended that you go to the bank, take it out in cash, because it's harder to overspend when you actually see the physical amount of cash in your hand depleting with every purchase you make.
Ah, like a low-tech old-school approach.
Definitely. But that also means that you have to shop in person.
Oh, yeah. Good point. So where else should people be on the lookout for promotions where they might want to put on their shopper's thinking cap?
Another thing that shoppers will likely see a lot of this shopping season is big discounts from resorts, airlines, and cruise ships. But as you're shopping those deals, keep in mind that they can be harder to compare because they often include package deals like drinks or included gratuity, which makes deals harder to compare across sites. Also, be really careful about reading the fine print. A lot of travel deals on Black Friday are final sale, non-refundable, or they require prepayment or have blackout dates on popular travel dates. When you're making a big purchase, you want to make sure that you're getting a good deal.
You know what, Imani? I should take you shopping with me. I'd probably save a lot of money.
I'd love that, but then I might spend too much.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Imani Moiz. Imani, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.